o'clock hour of Will Deans House begins now. And we're going to change things up a little bit scheduling-wise. We're going to do Whoa Nelly coming up next, and then our buddy Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs will be here on video to discuss. He's also one of the higher-ups at the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation, which is a fantastic cause that I've supported for a long time and does some great stuff. They've got the Star Children's Fund now, too. And so Cousin Subs is teaming up with the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up at 11:30. But I really wanted to get to this because, again, this is not a Jet show, but this whole thing with Rodgers does connect to our program because another former Packers quarterback who went to another team may have had a hand in someone else's departure. Here from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is Chewy.
This is so good. I don't think for people that have – Jason, I don't usually this story is Chewy at his best right here.
Here's Chewy telling us about how Brett Favre got chilly now, fired of Minnesota.
Okay, when he was with Minnesota, right? Second year, they're not playing as well. Chili goes up to him and says, I'm going to pull you out of the game. And we all know number four, he thinks he can come back from 100 points. And I don't blame the guy one bit. He said no. Chili said, and they got into a fight on the sideline. Do people know this or no?
I'm unfamiliar.
Get into a fight. So Chili's replacing Brett. Brett runs onto the field. Said, you're not replacing me. Plays the rest of the game. Get into a huge fight after the game. Brett's in a deer stand on Tuesday. Ziggy Wolf calls him up and is like, what should I do? And Brett said, fire his ass. What's Ziggy Wolf do? Fires him. This is the exact same story. The exact same story, what went on here. Aaron Rodgers, I guarantee he told Woody Johnson to fire him.
I can't prove that. I don't know that for certain. But do I think he's right? I do. I think that's the kind of heft that legendary quarterbacks carry. And the Packers beat the pants off the Vikings that day, and then he got fired. The same guy that picked him up from the airport.
And how did the rest of that season go for Brett?
He ends up banging his head on the frozen turf.
They were donezo
at the Gopher Stadium.
Let me tell you something. Didn't we go up there and beat him like 35-0? It was like a We went up to Minnesota, beat the living pants off of them, didn't we?
Oh, are you stealing my beat the pants off of them line now?
Well, I guess I didn't realize they beat the brakes off of them.
Because that was remember when they had that weird song, that pants on the ground. Like he was doing that in the locker room with the players. Like it was a
sure.
It was a whole weird deal. So at the time of your win over them at. This was 2010 that he got fired, right? Just to be clear. 2010, yep. They lose to you guys on October 24th in week 7 to fall to 2-4.
Okay.
Now they had also like added Randy Moss to the team at that point, right? So he doesn't get fired after that game. He gets fired after you guys beat him 31-3 on November 21st, I believe.
Up in Minnesota.
In Green Bay.
Okay.
And then he gets fired, and then by then, you know, they go 3-3 the rest of the way, but they finished that season 6-10. So at that point, that loss dropped them to 3-7. So they were 3-7, they just lost 31-3, and they fired Chili the next day.
Well, I guess first off, it was a great storytelling by Chewy, and I've heard that same exact story, so I feel very confident that story, and I think Chewy...
From Brett?
Don't know if that's been told before. No, I don't know from who. It's just I'm telling you I've heard that story. And it just goes to reiterate how, not that anyone needed to know, a quarterback's got a lot of clout. When you have MVPs and you're the face of a franchise, you get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had debates, and I don't know if your mind has changed, about when Aaron Rodgers, when Mike McCarthy got fired, I thought it was very important to bring someone in that was going to challenge and be collaborative with Aaron Rodgers. Because if you don't have Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to be successful here.
Sure.
As your coach. Hmm. Matt LaFleur has turned out to be the perfect bridge for that. He got a lot out of him. He was collaborative. And then things fell apart and you move forward. Now, obviously, everybody's excited about the future with Jordan and Matt LaFleur. Not having to walk on eggshells. He was an eggshell walker.
Now he's not. No doubt.
And I like that. You have that. You get none of the credit. You get all the blame. It's a hard job to be a coach of an established MVP star quarterback in this league because everything gets judged. And Rodgers, with his personality, it was even more so. But this story that Chewy just eloquently told on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy was a great example of how this world works when you have, and the difference in Green Bay, you don't have an egotistical owner that you can just turn to. There is a group that is going to try to build consensus. Now, it still ends up on Mark's desk to figure it out, but it's not the same thing. And for all the Packer fans that think we should have an owner, I've had buddies that have said that for years. Oh, that won't happen if that... Well, you know what? This didn't wouldn't happen either. And that's, you know, how this all kind of shakes itself out.
Well, again, I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to say on the Pat McAfee show about this. I don't anticipate him saying, yeah, I told him that we couldn't continue this way. We need to make some changes. Like, I don't think he's going to.
But why wouldn't he? He's upfront about everything. Why right? At this point in his career, he's at that. How do you say that? IDAGF? Can I say that out loud without
I don't give a SEC F.
A blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's where he's at in his
IDAGB.
Life.
IDAGB.
I don't give a blank. Yeah, I mean, that's where he's at. So why would he restrain himself now?
Yeah, because he still, I think he doesn't want it to, even though it may be true.
But what does he care? Why does he care?
I don't know. But I think there's still part of him that might.
I hope he just comes out and says, listen, man, yeah, we stunk. It's time for a change. So I went to Woody and I said, yeah, we're firing him. But that's the only thing to me that would be interesting.
Again, the question I have at this point is, who does he want? I'm 1,000% on board. It's great that Jeff Ulbrich is going to be there.
No, he needs to call his own place.
This is what you wanted. We're going to give it to you. We're going to go get Devontae. Yep. We're going to figure out how to make that work financially. We're going to get you your guy. You can call all the offensive plays. You're essentially the de facto player coach. And let's see what you can do.
Yeah, right? I think it'd be fun.
We got 12
games left.
Great little
storyline, too.
Let's go.
Yep. I think it'd be fun.
But again, this is not a Jets program. This is a Packers program. We will get to Woe Nelly coming up next. But before that, Tausch, tell us a little bit about what Fortrea has got going on.
Well, they have a ton of different studies. And you know, we focus a lot on bigger folks. Now that Jesse's so sleek, there's other ones for sleeker folks as well. And there's also one for women. Currently breastfeeding, ages 18 to 45, body mass index 18 to 35. Study is one stay, 5 nights, 5 follow-ups, and 1 phoner. You get $10,125 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, that's another $500 in your pocket. They also have studies, healthy adults age 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. Study, one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, $13,006 in your pocket. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Woe Nelly, and then Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs, all scheduled to appear. That's coming up on Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
early today, so George will have to adjust his listening habits. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, just one question for you today. The Mets are still alive and in a position to advance in the NLDS. We're going to go down the age-old question here. Does it make you feel better or worse about the Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Mets in the wild card round if the Mets go on and, like every other team that has beaten the Brewers, make it all the way to the World Series?
Yeah, I think from a fan standpoint, it would make me feel better because I think I'm close. But from a player standpoint, I don't want him to win. I'd rather somebody else.
I feel like I don't understand why it makes you feel better, because don't you think, well, we, if I'm being a fan now.
Yeah, welcome on board, Jason.
If I feel like we could have beaten them, then I feel like we could have gone all the way. But we didn't. And now we are sad. Huh.
It makes me feel better because knowing that the Phillies were by many the favorite to win the National League, and if the Mets are to finish them off today, Game 4 is this afternoon, and then the Padres have a chance to put the Dodgers away in Game 4.
I thought Shohei went to the Dodgers.
That's what I heard. Yeah,
they only got they got half an Ohtani this year. Next year he can pitch. Then it's the full Ohtani. Half an Ohtani doesn't count for the Shohei Mets.
Full Monty.
Oh, okay.
But if, like, this is how I felt about the Diamondbacks last year, and the Diamondbacks went through and beat everybody that they did en route to the World Series, too. Okay, well, the Brewers lost to the team that got hot, and they took out the other teams that were also the favorites to get there. So it does make me feel better if that team at least goes on and makes it all the way and ruins some other people's seasons, too.
Hasn't every one of the ones that have beaten them made the World Series?
Yes. Yep. And almost all of them have won it. I think 2 have not won it.
Well,
but
kudos to us, then. Kudos to us for getting that team's kickstarted like that.
Yeah. Could have been us. Could have been we. Could have been them.
There were several people when we were leaving American Family Field on Thursday night in the doldrums of the loss. Several people said they were going to either go over to Pottawatomie or whatever nearest sports book they were able to do so and put money on the Mets to get to the World Series and win the National League, because that still would have been a good bet at the time. And look at it now. I hope those people actually did it that night.
Well, a lot of ball game left in that series and in Major League Baseball. All right, that's it for Whoa Nelly. We need to get to our buddy Justin McCoy from both Cousin Subs and the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. He's set to join us next. I want to remind you, I tell you all the time, I hope you never have to make the call, because that means you've never been seriously injured in an accident, or someone you care deeply about has not been seriously injured in an accident. But if that happens, it's good to know that David Gruber and Gruber Law Offices are there for you, and they're one call away. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. You can also go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. We make the call to our buddy Justin Garcia. Justin Garcia, I knew I was going to do that at some point today.
Yeah, I didn't even catch it.
Justin McCoy. Maybe Justin Garcia would like to come on tomorrow. We can find room for him in the show. But today, it's Justin McCoy, and he's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Z-go, baby, go, go, go!
Unfortunately, all of us, whether it's ourselves, or in my case with Paula, or someone else extremely close to you, we've all been touched by cancer in some way. If you haven't been, thank your lucky stars, because you're very fortunate, and I hope that continues to be the case. But We all know, to varying degrees, what an insidious disease that is. And that's why when the NFL does the Crucial Catch campaign every October, that's when I have chances to do stuff with the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. It means a little bit more. And we're lucky to have our friend Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs and from the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation joining us. But before we get into all this, because you're a good dude and you do a lot of good works, but I got to tell you, my experience at the Cousin Subs in Appleton on Northland Avenue the other night, ordering through the app, picking it up, it could not have gone more smoothly. I cannot recommend enough how much easier, after your kid gets done competing in a soccer game and she loves Cousin Subs, to be able to place that order from the field, pull in, you get your fries, you get your shake, you get your sandwich, and off you go on your way the rest of the way home. You guys have it down to a science, brother. It's awesome.
Jason, we try to make it easy. Try to make it easy for you. And you can get the $10 meal deal right now, too. Did you take advantage?
Oh, you know he did, Justin. I guarantee you he did.
I am always looking to save a buck or two. I think I actually might have used one of my rewards that I've accumulated in the app as well. All right, let's all kidding aside, and that was all that I may have made light of it, but that was all the truth. It makes it, the app is so much easier. It just makes life so easy. It's great. But let's talk a little bit about why you're actually here. And that is obviously your connection to the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation and the hats that people can get at the Packers Pro Shop.
Yeah, so I had the pleasure of joining the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation Board of Directors just a little over 9 years ago. And for the eighth year in a row, we are pairing up with the Packers for our Packers versus Cancer campaign. Essentially, this is a campaign partnering with the Packers and Bell and Health, where we're working to raise dollars to prevent, care, and cure cancer. For those that don't know, the great coach Vince Lombardi passed away at the very young age of 57, just 10 short weeks after finding out that he had colon cancer. And, you know, what we're really looking to do here is to put screening in place and different things in place that hopefully can prevent these things from happening. And this campaign is going to do that. The Packers are selling hats at the Pro Shop that can be bought in store or online. And for every hat sold, they're going to donate $5 to the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. And if you also go into the Pro Shop, you can donate a dollar or more on your purchase or any purchase that you make. And then the Packers will match that up to $10,000.
So
Justin,
what makes this
cause so personal to you?
Well, as Jason mentioned in the intro, my family and friends have been impacted by cancer, and it's just something that means something to me. And, you know, with the tie with the Packers, with Coach Lombardi, I felt it was a great opportunity for me to have an impact in the community, and that's why I joined many years ago. And since then, the number of survivors, the number of people that I've been able to meet, that we've been able to help raise dollars that have received treatment or care based on the dollars raised in our community here in the state of Wisconsin, has just, it's been heartwarming. And it's work that I've really enjoyed and a cause that I want to continue to fight for.
You know, Justin, one of the other cool things that the Vince Lombardi Foundation has started, and obviously, again, you can get the hats on the Packers Pro Shop website. You can get it in, obviously, in the store at Lambeau Field. But is the Star Children's Fund. And as someone who has supported a variety of children's cancer charities, this one has really touched me and struck me. Little stuff, right? You can help in such little ways. Like when I do my little flipping that I do on eBay, when I sell stuff, a portion of every sale that I have goes to the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation.
There's hangers, so many when you sell hangers.
No, that's Facebook Marketplace. That's a whole, and I got another batch of hangers if you're interested, so let me know, Tausch.
I didn't know you had this eBay and Facebook Marketplace program going on.
Oh, and Paul has got the Poshmark thing. It's a whole deal. We'll let you in sometime into the stock room. Tausch has been in it when he's come to the basement. Talk a little bit about, because you were part of this, because the Star Children's Fund is actually a newer portion of the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. Tell us a little bit about how that took off and the way that has grown in the last few years.
Yeah, you know, Bart was really the champion of the Lombardi Foundation in its early years. He really Bart and Sherry really took the lead in getting a lot of the original Super Bowl era, you know, players to participate. And then as moving in the modern era with Mark and the teams that played in the late 90s. And at some point, Bart and Sherry decided that they wanted to also establish a foundation in their family name, and they really wanted to concentrate on pediatric cancer care and research as well. So we were given the opportunity as the board of directors for Vince to help administer that and to work to raise funds for that. And I would tell you, I feel the same with the pediatric cancer care need. There's actually, as I learned, there really needs to be a lot more funds and dollars put to really try to fight this with kids who are impacted by this. In fact, we just wrapped up our Catering for a Cure campaign in September, which we've done for several years, where we basically sell a party box and then we donate $15 to every party box sold to the Start Children's Fund. And over the course of the years, we've donated over $450,000 from Cousin Subs to this cause, raising $50,000 this year. So it means something to us. Certainly a cause that we believe in, both the Vince and the Star Children's Fund, and we continue to make strides in both areas as a board of directors.
So one more thing, and again, the hat is available on PackersProShop.com. And then again, if you go into, if you're going to the game this week and you go into the Pro Shop, you can, add an extra dollar at the checkout or whatever it may be to increase your donation. So again, if you're going to the game against the Cardinals, here's the thing that I really like about how this has evolved. And I say this as someone who, and Paula was very private about dealing with breast cancer, but I love the fact that this has gone from solely focusing on breast cancer early in the NFL's time of having October to now on all varieties of cancer and talking about the importance of screening. Because, look, I can speak from experience with Paula. It is scary. And your dollars that go to breast cancer research and fighting breast cancer are extremely valuable, and I highly recommend people continuing to support those causes. But there are so many other cancers, too, and the fact that the NFL has kind of expanded that, I really think has been great. And that's what allowed you guys to kind of come into the mix, right? Because before that, it was more breast cancer focused, and now the partnership, which makes so much sense, has been able to grow.
Absolutely. You know, the NFL expanding that allowed us to have this opportunity to partner with the Packers, and we're honored they have chosen us to be their partner. As you mentioned, there seems like there'd be natural synergy, but there are plenty of other quality organizations out there who are fighting the same cause. But we appreciate the fact that they've partnered with us, and we're also happy to partner with Belen, who's a powerhouse up in, Northeast Wisconsin as well. And as you said, a lot of it starts with those pre-screenings of all different types of cancer, regularly going to the doctor and those things to try to catch these things early so that there can be treatment that can hopefully impact it in a positive way.
All right, Justin, give us a little taste of what you're seeing so far, your partnership with the Packers. Where are we at? Jason's got Jordan Love playing like Brett Favre. He's saying the same thing. What are you seeing with your eyes? I know you're an avid Packer fan as well, so give us the scoop. What are you seeing?
Ascending. Give us a couple more weeks. I think they're starting to I think there's been a few plays a game that have prevented them in the Rams game. There was a few plays in that game that prevented that game from being what could have been a blowout. I think offensively they're starting to click. I think Jordan needs just a little bit more time. One thing I'd like to see defensively is seeing the young guys starting to be incorporated more. Williams getting a lot more playing time last week, playing deep safety, putting Bullard up in the slot. I think that all makes sense, and I want to see Cooper on the field a lot more. The kid's tough. And I think those young guys on defense are really going to continue to grow as we move forward.
All right. I don't mean to be whatever.
As I'm laughing because Jason has basically anointed Evan Williams as the next Micah Hyde. He's got Xavier McKinney as Charles Woodson.
Tucker Kraft.
As you were going through that list, Tucker Kraft is Chewy, but now he thinks he undersold Tucker because he thinks he's going to be a lot better than Chewy. Justin, this is what I deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Hey, Justin, that's what I see, man. That's what I see. I will be. I was actually out in LA. I got the opportunity to go out to the game, and you know, it was great to see SoFi. But I'm looking forward to being up there in 2 weeks for the Texans game. I think that's going to be a great game, and hopefully they're beginning to hit their stride, and then they'll win some games, get in that bye week, and then have a really strong.
Always get better in November and December. Always. That's Absolutely. What the Packers do.
Justin, I would say your knowledge base for that portion of your visit with us about the Packers qualifies you to not only be VP of marketing for Cousin Subs, but potentially a Cousin Sub of the Day on Wildy and Tausch. And Lord knows Tausch takes enough days off. We're always looking for people to fill in. So if you've got 3 hours in your schedule when you're not marketing, we may call you out of the bullpen down the road. But no pressure. I know you got a real job that you have to worry about. So I will see you in 2 weeks. Is that true? You're going to be at the Texans game?
2 weeks. I will be at the game, and I will probably be at the trio as well. So, and if you ever need me, you got my number, Wildy.
I do indeed. All right. So, again, one last time, if you want the hat and you want to support the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation, what do you need to do as a Packers fan?
Go to the pro shop or go online, purchase a hat, $5 will be donated. If you go into the pro shop, if you round up or, you know, just tell them that you want to donate a couple extra dollars to the cause, the Packers will match that up to $10,000. Simple as that. The hats will be on sale until they're sold out. So, you know, October is the NFL's month, but the hats will be, there are probably more hats than will be what we needed in just October. So if you want to buy, it's a beanie hat too. So It's perfect for winter games as you're going up to Lambeau. So please stop in and consider making a purchase.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you. Thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you.
That is the great Justin McCoy of Cousin Subs and of the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. I see that Aaron Rodgers has begun speaking on the Pat McAfee show. I got to say, don't miss the days of having to worry about
like
what
McAfee
the
Wednesdays?
Quarterback. It's not that. I just... Every time he was on, you had to brace yourself for what he might say that you have to then report the news and talk about and listen and transcribe.
In an alternate timeline, we've been dialed into this thing for the last 48 minutes with what the drama is, all the latest stuff going
on. Wait, in the YouTube comments?
No, I don't know if the YouTube comments have been doing that. I haven't been looking. But no, just in an alternate timeline, when if Aaron Rodgers was still the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, he's on McAfee today with all kinds of drama taking place, and we're sitting on every word. And instead, it's like, it's on over there. Wonder what he's saying.
Well, we will check in if there's anything that has been said to this point before we say goodbye. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see the time. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
All right, Jesse. Since we've been busy doing important things like talking about the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation and the Crucial Catch program with the NFL and the hats you can buy to support the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation, what have we missed with the former Packers quarterback?
He was on for a long time. This is like the old days, 50 minutes or so of McAfee. Per reports, he has... said it is patently false that he fired Robert Saleh. I always want to say Tarek Saleh. Have you made that mistake ever? Host of the Great Dane Huddle, well, Badgers
not
all-time
yet,
sack
but
leader,
now
UW
I might.
Athletic Hall. I always want to say Tarek Saleh when I'm talking about Robert Saleh. So apparently Aaron Rodgers has denied that it was his doing to fire Robert Saleh. So that is in line with what Woody Johnson said on a teleconference with the New York media yesterday when he said it was his decision.
That. You got to take people at their word. That sounds good. Good deal.
Yeah. Do you miss him? Do you miss him?
Do I miss Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, and I don't either. And, like, it's odd because obviously we both have, and still do, somewhat close relationships with him. And I just... It's I just find myself thinking again and again about, A, your guy, the Gutenator. This has worked out great. Bludgeoning, as you like to say. But I also find myself
thinking... The only
thing
that didn't work was the two championships before he traded him for two first-round picks.
Yeah, it didn't get those.
If they'd have won those and then traded him to Denver, we'd have Patrick Surtain. And we, you know, they're, so even though I'm always on Team Goody in this, he could have been better.
I just
should
think
have trusted
that,
his gut.
That them and 565 Analytics Collective. Don't you just think though that Matt LaFleur, even when he's dealing with the challenges of, say, coming up with a game plan with Malik Willis at quarterback, he just feels a lot less stressed. Like, there's no question Rodgers was great playing for him.
Yeah,
but don't you think that's off his shoulders?
He was done. I think it was good. I'm sure Matt LaFleur over a Coors Light would tell you it was time. And he got to regain control,
hand
of the team for the first time. And I think I don't know if you asked him this, that Tennessee win, when he was able to kind of piece all that together with Malik Willis, has to be one of the most rewarding wins he's had as an NFL coach.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it, but there's plenty more work to do, including this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau.
Is Romeo Dobbs going to talk to you today? Is he going to talk to you today?
I think he will talk. I don't know how much he'll say. We'll report back tomorrow and see how that goes. That's it for us today.
What is that look you do at the end when you kind of drop your face? Did you see that, Jesse? It was like...
I did not see it.
We got to go. I want to play that back. I want to get you to react to that tomorrow.
Okay,
it's a face.
I'll watch back on YouTube here because it's a little
fun.
Bit behind.
Check the instant replay.
It's a fun little face you do.
I don't know. All right. And that's it. We're done. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.